Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. They fell to Arizona 59-69.
The one game I actually watched.
Really?
Yep.
The entire game?
Right from the beginning. Yep. Right to the end.
Found myself getting
so angry the entire time. First of all, Arizona, that one player, McDonald, kept getting fouled all the time. No, she just does not know how to freaking run or walk. There was even one time where they showed where she got fouled so bad that, like, one of our key players got taken out of the game.
Right at the end.
And they
that
showed.
Was super frustrating.
They showed no one was near her.
She never touched her. It was
nothing.
A phantom foul. AJ's right. That was a really frustrating point in the game.
It was BS, man. Gino yelling. Oh, it's amazing.
Wait, Gino yelling?
Oh, yeah.
You never see that.
You don't say.
Well, my first time watching it, Husky game.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what his approach was.
Good for you.
Yeah.
He's talking about Kristen Williams. She was the sort of one offensive player for UConn who was kind of consistent all game long, and she fouled out. She had 20 points already at that point, and she was gone for the last like 5 minutes of the game. She was just on the bench, could not come back out on the floor.
Nope.
Super frustrating.
Unreal. Now, didn't the Huskies win on kind of a no? Well, they didn't win, but there was a controversy, right?
The game before this one,
yeah,
against Baylor. Baylor was the defending national champion and came down to the last shot. They inbound the ball. They had a chance to go up, and UConn blocked it. Their coach and their players felt like they got fouled on that shot. It was not called.
Yeah. This happens a lot.
Definitely.
If you win by a last-second shot, the next team wins by a last-second shot.
Okay.
It's like the gods give you, and then they let you know how it feels
okay.
to be on the other end of that. It's
right.
Very weird.
Very frustrating.
Yeah.
Arizona's defense throughout this game, though, was top notch. This was easily the most difficult game that UConn played all year.
Yeah, it's when you see a score of 59 points for UConn,
it's unheard of.
It's like, well, were they even out on the court?
I know.
What happened? Were half of them sick? What happened?
Threw a lot of wild shots that missed.
Was
like
Gino
that
out there throwing?
Yep.
But congratulations to them on a fantastic season.
Yeah, they went very far.
Ugh. One game away from the game.
Right.
Oh, so close.
That's more than very far. That's right there.
The cusp.
Well, as they say, it's the final four. Only four teams get there.
Yeah. Well, it's like being Thursday night, and then you wake up and it's Monday.
Yeah.
You're like, we were right there.
Son of a
damn it. Son of a damn it.
And this is through COVID-19. I mean, COVID-19 could not keep them out of the Final Four. This is
true.
You know what I got annoyed when the Associated Press awarded that freshman the award? It was
Page?
only freshman to win this Player of the Year or whatever from the Associated Press.
Yeah.
It was right before they went into the Final Four. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why do you have to insert yourself into the story right now? Oh, we're going to give let it go until the end.
Right, wait.
And then give the award.
Yeah.
If that player is going to be playing in games that they want to televise, they want everyone to know that player is going to be playing in games.
Yeah. I just think that it's a distraction to the team, to the player, and they don't need to insert. This is the media inserting, making, we need to be the story. We can't have these kids be the story.
It's not about you.
Just stop. Do all your awards at the end. Let it all play out. Don't distract the kids.
No.
You know, to me, basketball is best viewed in the last 2 minutes of a great game or as a montage of the greatest plays.
Like, yes.
2 minutes, show me the best stuff,
right,
or give me the last 2 minutes of a very close game where they've been fighting the entire game.
The exciting stuff.
Right. I don't want to sit there for 2 hours. They went down the court, scored.
Yep, they got the ball.
Or
now
didn't. And then now they're all going to run down the other side of the court.
Yep.
And cool, they're going to score or not.
Yep.
And then here they go back down the other side of the court. And let me guess, someone's going to try to throw the ball. And, they tried to throw the ball. Yep, and here they come down the other side of the... It's the whole game. Like, Send me an alert when it's 2 minutes and it's very close.
Right. Very tedious.
I mean, did you enjoy that game as you were watching it?
To be honest with you, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something different.
Well, there's a lot of drama on this one.
UConn, you know, UConn makes it exciting because it's like, oh, they're from here. We don't have a team. This is our team.
Right.
We have a women's team at Mohegan Sun. That's
Connecticut Sun.
Fantastic. And, yeah, so we have that. We don't even have the UConn men anymore.
Nope.
Nope.
They made the tournament this year.
Yeah. No, they're not nearly as good as the women.
Yeah. I don't know. Is basketball the most boring game to watch?
No.
No.
Oh, something comes to mind.
Absolutely.
What?
Golf.
Golf is bad.
No. You have to say it correctly. Golf.
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 Baseball is boring to watch on the TV. Love going to baseball games. In person, it's exciting. But on the TV, oh, God, that drags.
Mm. Yeah, they say baseball's all about pitching. So when you have no hitter or one of those, it's really a great game. And to me, it's a boring game.
Right.
I want to see bases loaded towards the end of the game. It's very close. Anything can happen. That pitcher's sweating on the mound. The tension's very high. If he makes one mistake, the game's over, going in the other direction.
Yes.
That's what I want to see. Not, oh, boy, no one's hit a ball the whole game.
Yeah, look.
Wow, great. I drove in from Connecticut for this.
The pitcher and the catcher are having a catch.
Yeah. I want to see dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, psh,
exactly.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, psh, dun-dun-dun-dun, psh.
I want to see how far that ball will go.
Yeah.
I want to know how the camera in golf actually follows the ball. People hit it and it's like, well, it could be anywhere. I can't
Multiple
see.
Multiple cameras.
It's gone in the sky. It's just gone.
Yeah, it is gone.
They have the tracker now. They have like a little flare tail on it that you can see where it goes.
How the hell did they do that, though? Did they put a chip in the ball?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah.
Couldn't
it's
tell
weird.
You.
They might.
Yeah, it's like, how can we make this more exciting?
Right.
Let's make it look like the ball's a rocket or a comet.
Shooting star.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
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 Well, add noise to it, too.
They had like the little tail flare from like The More You Know. It's just
that's right.
There you go.
They should play that. Ding, ding,
do,
ding,
do,
ding,
do, ding. That was a terrible shot.
Yeah, so golf's boring. Baseball's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Football I like because you don't know what's going to happen. They might grind it down the field or throw it down the field. The field could be, the ball could go flying through the air.
Yeah.
Like 80 yards.
Could.
Like, wow, that was, look at that. They're already down there in one play.
Right.
Or it could be, wow, it took them like an hour to get down to this position.
Yeah, they move 5 feet.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. 5 feet, smush. 5 feet, smush.
Yeah. What else? Hockey to me is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I Fights. Love hockey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like basketball on skates. Like they said, how can we make basketball more exciting? I know. We put them on ice skates.
Right. And we let them
give
fight.
Them sticks.
Give them a weapon.
Right.
Yeah, and have a puck that'll travel like a million miles an hour. Like if it hits you in the face, you're dead.
And you're allowed to smash them into the boards.
Yeah.
Well,
and
depending
we
on
fight.
Which way they're facing, but yes.
Yeah.
If you hit them from behind, you can't hit them into the boards.
Yeah. That's an exciting sport to watch.
To Ashley's point, that is a game that I think is far better in person. When you're in the stands and you can hear, like, the benches yelling at each other. And
the sticks.
Oh, just the sound of the skates on the ice is fascinating to me. That is an unbelievable sport to watch live.
Yeah, and I don't know what kind of physical shape you have to be in. Because you're using every muscle to keep that skate.
Oh, yeah.
Just
good
your balance.
One. Oh, yeah.
The way you want it to be.
Right.
So it's not like just running where you're using, a couple muscles. You're just, everything is going. Your ankles look like they're freaking The Rock.
They can crack walnuts.
Your ankles look like they can punch you out.
Exactly. And they do sometimes.
So, yeah, like if basketball players play 45 minutes in a game, it's like, wow, that was a long time. If hockey players are on the ice for like 2.5 minutes at one time, they're like, it's a long shift. They got to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Like if they start to get worried, it's like, he's got to be tired. He's a defensive liability now.
Yeah.
It's like 90 seconds. They're on and off.
Yeah. That's
speed,
a game
speed,
I could
speed,
watch.
Speed. Oh, it's awesome.
All right, so here's these are the moments March is made of, even though it happened in April. Jalen Suggs, overtime buzzer beater, sent Gonzaga into the national title. Did you see any of this, AJ?
I saw the whole thing.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Phil. It was overtime. UCLA down by two, 5 seconds left on the clock. UCLA misses the first shot, gets the ball back.
Rebounds.
And now the clock, you could see the game. It's like, what? It over.
It's
then,
barely poof, any time left.
They tie the game.
Yep.
And then there's like 3 seconds left on the clock. Gonzaga gets the ball. They have no shot in hell of making it down to the basket.
Too far.
He gets halfway. He's half court. He as it leaves his fingers, the clock goes zero.
Yep.
The horn, red light.
Like yep. He just as his hands stop, right. His arms stop moving, and he releases the ball.
Right in.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Like, that's what you want to see.
And the
like,
look
that's
on his
the
face.
Moment.
Jumping
nuts.
Up on the table.
And everyone goes banana. What I love is the camera shot goes right to UCLA coach. He's like,
what
you
the?
Know what's yeah. happening in his head. You know the words
oh, yeah.
are, what the meh.
What the meh. F, yes.
Meh.
What the meh. F.
WT meh.
Right. Yeah. What the wow. Like your whole season, you struggle for 45 minutes. You last second, boom, we're back in. We're like it's 0-0 at this point. We're
right.
This
yeah.
is an even game.
Yep.
Boom. I don't even think he had the time to calculate.
No.
Like, wow, we're it. Damn it.
He's like, I'm going home.
Here's the call.
With a shot to tie it or win it for 12 seconds. Zhang. Again with the ball in his hands. In the paint. Floater. Short. Got it back. Ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Unbelievable.
That's all you could say.
And that's with barely any fans in the stands.
Yeah.
That's not full capacity.
Unbelievable.
That's all you could say.
No. Yeah.
It really is.
Oh yeah, it is.
Like, that's the one word.
It's all you can say.
But you got to say it like three words. Four words. Unbelievable. Five words. Unbelievable. Is it six words? Unbelievable. Five.
There are onions.
Their sneakers sound so clean.
Oh, my goodness. What a great game.
You should be in a sports box. Like, you should be playing. Their sneakers look so clean. The most amazing moment in NCAA history. Their sneakers look so they sound so clean, and they look clean.
There's no squeaky sounds.
But, yeah, that's all I got from that clip. It's very squeaky.
It could be her
clean
and Bill
sneakers.
Walton. You'd get 10% basketball, 90% life nonsense.
Right. It was really... really nuts. And to me, right now, what's playing out here is one of the greatest sports movies ever made. Tonight, it'll be Baylor, who a lot of players came back because last season was canceled.
Right.
So they came back.
No. We got something special here.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were all in on this.
Yeah. And they make it in. And then now you got Gonzaga.
Undefeated.
Right.
Oh, tonight's a game. And doesn't come on until 9 o'clock.
Damn
so,
it.
Yeah, that's the other thing we forgot to mention about that shot. Writing on it is that quest for the perfect season.
Yeah.
Because Gonzaga's been here before. Their conference is pretty weak. They've been this powerhouse in their conference for decades. So if you win your conference, you automatically get into the tournament. And they've been one of these teams over the last 25 years that gets in undefeated, and then like Elite Eight, maybe they make it once in a while, Final Four. This is really special for them.
Yeah.
Like to have this undefeated season, they haven't lost. They're in the championship game on that shot. It's wild.
Hollywood wouldn't have to change anything in the movie right up to this point. Baylor makes a better ending for a Hollywood movie because the kids stayed, came back, went, and won it all.
Yeah.
But if Gonzaga wins, all you have to do for the movie is come up with some player's motivator, like a mom died or something. So you're rooting for that player.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this is an easy sports movie.
It is. It's writing itself.
The end of the movie is
just start
tonight.
Just start filming everything right now.
Yeah.
Players wake up, camera, hello, say hi.
Picture,
say hi to the camera.
picture a lot of tired people in work tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Guy from Louisiana got arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature checked.
Oops.
And then refusing to leave.
Double oops.
A cop's chest cam footage was just released.
You are officially being trespassed. Are you refusing to leave? Or are
you Hold on.
Hmm? You're officially being trespassed.
You're being trespassed or you're trespassing?
You're officially being trespassed. That's Disney speak.
That's the worst.
When they don't sing, it sounds totally different.
It's true.
Yeah. You trespassed. You trespassed.
What are you being goofy?
It is time for you to move your ass. Yep.
That would be better, AJ. You're
That'd
right.
be cool, yeah. Yeah. Everything was sung, you know?
You've officially been trespassed? Is that what he says?
You are officially being trespassed.
You are officially being trespassed.
Right.
No, that would be Disney. Is he talking to the ground?
Apparently so.
I am on your side.
Right. I'm going to take this guy out of here because you're officially being trespassed.
Right.
I will be your avenger.
I'm going to remove the trespasser.
I'm doing this for you.
Are you refusing to leave or are you going?
Why?
Sir,
I spent $15,000.
Come here. Two, start walking, sir.
You're telling me I spent $15,000?
Put your hands behind your back, sir. Refuse to leave after being told to do so by Disney.
I don't understand the temperature thing. Like, if you spent $15,000... Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, just like skin.
If you need to stick your finger up my hiney, that's fine.
Right.
I am getting in here. Right. I paid $15,000.
But I want a Disney glove.
Do what you need to do.
I want like Mickey or somebody. There you go. Let me check out here.
Mickey has giant fingers.
It's amazing.
I want the money back.
No, I meant I want the plastic glove the officer's wearing to have Mickey on. Not Mickey's giant fingers.
Oh.
Otherwise, we'd be talking like Mickey.
Mickey's fingers are like giant sausages.
Yeah, no.
That I have a problem with.
Yeah, no.
It's like a roll of cookie dough.
Exactly right. Oh, my God.
You know, and it's not like they're putting the, I don't know who remembers these.
It's not a rectal thermometer.
There were two
Those taste
in the
horrible.
House.
Yes.
They had the blue end and the red end. And
right.
You did not want to see Mom have the red end.
No.
Like, oh, I know where that's going.
Yep.
Red for rectal.
Red for rear.
Yeah. You didn't put that one in your mouth.
This part tastes funny.
Like, if you could take someone's temperature by putting it in their mouth, why would you create the rectal?
Right.
Like, oh, they don't want it in the mouth, so stick it up their butt. That'll
Babies.
Be so much nicer.
Well, some kids preferred it.
Yeah, also, you're not being surprised by Disney. They're not like... You're not showing up and like, by the way, we got to take your temperature. Like,
right.
What?
Oh, wow.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Right. Yeah. Wait, and next you're going to tell me I have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just pointed towards you.
When you spend your $15,000, they send you a couple emails.
It's like a radar gun. Boom. Okay, we got it.
Right, and that's the thing. They don't have to stick something in your mouth
right.
or your butt.
They don't even have to touch you.
They're just pointing it at you.
Yeah, it's a laser guy.
I could see if you thought it was going to be a laser guy and they're like, pull your pants down. Wait a minute.
That's different.
Right. All right, but you owe me a grand. And I'm making it, $13,000.
Right. I don't understand the problem.
Oh, hi there, folks. We need you to pull your pants down.
Okay.
This is for the safety of all Disney residents.
All right.
I didn't know Phil could do Mickey.
That's the best I got. Mm. I only got really up to high folks, and
Actually,
then it sort of fell apart from
he
there.
He sat down wrong in his chair.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting his temperature check.
That was after getting the temperature check.
Right.
The
Mickey gloves.
They went too far up.
But okay, everyone has their personal feeling about masks or temperature, but you just have to know if you don't do it, and then you have to leave.
Right.
Like, you can't not do it and get to go in.
You're no longer our guest.
Yeah.
Right. Nowhere it says if you spend $15,000, all of this other stuff. Now, there is a fast pass. You spend a little extra money, get right. to the head of the line. That is worth every penny.
Yes.
But they don't have a no mask, no temperature
right.
pass.
COVID exempt.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part of the park doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's not 2019. Yes.
Mm. 2019.
2019.
Okay. I was like, wow.
Relax,
we went in a time machine.
2019 leagues under the sea.
We recognize it at the same time. Both of our heads just cocked sideways like a dog.
You recognize it? What is recognize?
Trying to think about how that makes sense.
What are you going
right. So that's weird, right?
Ozark Land? I recognize it.
Now, is he there with his kids?
Couldn't tell you.
Probably.
No. You don't go to Disneyland without kids, do you?
Yes, you
that's
do.
Right. This crowd does.
Weird adults who do that here, yes.
Right.
You crazy?
Drinking in Epcot is one of the best things in the world. It's so much fun.
Mm.
But you're in their space. You sign up to follow their rules in their space.
Yeah.
They go by fingerprint now. It makes me so uncomfortable.
That would be a fun family picture, though. You're at Disney, and there's Mickey Mouse and Minnie.
And this guy getting thrown out in the background.
And you're in handcuffs with your kids and your wife, and one kid's crying, and one kid thinks it's hysterical.
All those memories.
Mom's yelling at the third one who's running around like nuts. That is the best family. That would be the most real family picture that's taken there. Have you ever seen the family pictures? First of all, the family's cutting in front of everybody.
Oh, my God.
And they're screaming at each other. And then right when the picture's over, okay, everybody, smile!
Right.
And they have the family moment at Disney.
Yeah,
it's
I went
like,
there.
Wow, I just witnessed the 5 minutes leading up to that. None of that.
Nope.
Happy.
I went there once. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't seem like a Disney
no.
person. I loved it.
He doesn't even like to fly, so. Getting there is kind of tough.
He likes to drive. He can take his car.
Good.
I think that would do you some good, AJ. Some cheer.
Yeah, and that's
some
Disney,
songs, no. Some kids.
No,
are you listening to the story? AJ would be the guy who gets arrested at Disney.
I wouldn't.
You have a point.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, let me out of this damn park.
All right, real quick. So who lost the Easter egg hunt at the Ashley family gathering?
Who's who?
Who's who? Ashley, who won?
I won! For the first time in 31 years, I won.
Wow, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she cheated.
I did not cheat. My sister was feeling a little under the weather, so I had the advantage.
She was under the weather? Like,
hungover?
What, did she break a leg? Or she was in cast?
Hungover?
She was in a body cast?
No.
Ashley spiked her coffee with eye drops.
Right. She was in a coma and not playing?
She got her second shot of Moderna a couple of days prior. So she's a little slower than usual.
Does that count? Like,
I don't know.
I think it does.
No, I mean, you won. There's no, you can't say, I got my COVID shot, so I didn't win. I'm on your side on this one.
Thank
you. This is a win. It's a win. It's not a win because.
The first word she said to me after the eggs were counted, she looked at me. She pointed at me with her finger. She said, don't get used to this.
You're going down next year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just stop now while you're ahead?
How many eggs?
50.
You got 50.
There were 50 eggs hidden around the yard.
Okay.
Yep, and I got like 27.
It was
amazing.
You just squeaked it out.
Hey, two is two. One is one. I got it.
Thank you, Beatles.
She was too
what
one.
Did you just say?
I don't know. She was doing math in her head and hurt herself.
I know.
All right, sit down, Ashley.
Yep.
Go ahead. Take a break.
I saw the spark.
All right, let's
out.
Play this clip. Now, what's happening in this clip?
I am unbelievably out of shape. So despite the fact that I...
Oh, that's right. She wants to call a timeout.
So would you fall on
the whole yard is flat.
Yeah.
This has probably been going on
there's
for
no
5
hill.
Seconds.
Yeah.
And she's begging Mama G for a timeout.
My chest was burning. My lungs were on fire. It was horrible.
These 5 minutes.
As you're running to find candy.
Yes.
Great. That's what you needed, yes.
Don't you walk your dog? Like, don't you get any cardio?
That's a walk. That's not a run.
That's a walk.
Okay. All right.
Can we have a timer?
What? Did Eric say the most exercise Ashley's got all year?
I love that you're being
this
mocked
how,
while performing.
Right, by your own fiance.
The clip begins with her out of breath near a heart attack and her being mocked.
Why do we need a timeout?
I'm so tired.
Oh, almost tripped.
Where's your sister? Oh my God, her bag's almost full.
Stop it! Help me! Stop!
The dog's like, you're hurting my ears.
What's happening?
Darby.
Wow.
It was bad. I mean, it was good because I won, but it was bad because...
Two's two! 1-1!
Congratulations. Killer Karaoke intern Ben, what's up first?
All right, you guys. Up first, we have a Caribbean vacationer who may have had one too many daiquiris as she attempts to pay homage Tina Turner.
And a washing machine?
I think she's killing.
Is she holding her nose?
In a good way.
No, it's like they took Liza Minnelli and they made Liza Minnelli and Tina Turner one person.
Okay, they mashed them up together.
Right.
Yeah, into one person.
It's Tina Turner on Broadway.
I want a washing machine.
I did hear that, AJ.
Yep.
I'm a drunk Tina Turner on a cruise ship.
On a spin cycle.
Go ahead. It sounds
like she's holding her nose. Was it really stinky that day or what?
Yeah, she's holding her nose or she's choking on one of those little cocktail weenies.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
it's like in her throat right now.
Right. I'm choking on a cocktail weenie.
Too much mustard.
The bun was too dry and won't go down my throat.
Right. Or you eat something really hot and you're like, oh my. I just burnt my mouth on hot pizza.
I need a glass of water. I just burned my mouth on a hot slice of pizza. There's no skin on the roof of my mouth anymore.
That's why she sings like that.
My skin also, my tongue is so smooth because I burned all my taste buds off.
That's really hot.
That's bad. That's bad. That's molten cheese right there.
It's when the people in the bar just look at their drinks like, what is in here? Is it me or is this really happening?
What does she have? I don't want that.
Oh, and I can be raw.
Oh, you can be.
Take my heart and make it strong, baby.
In a bathroom?
And Ashley's the only one hearing this saying, wow, she's doing a great job.
I'm into it.
Apparently, Ashley's more drunk than she is.
She's not, like, on a stage, by the way. Like, she's in a bar, and, like, there's just an area where, like, the microphone is, and there is a wide circle where everyone's like, she's on her own.
Yeah.
It's all you, lady.
She's got that sound down. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're cut off.
For the most part.
You're cut off.
Better than I could do, put it that way.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh,
no
wow.
debate.
Yeah.
Let me write this down. I didn't know that.
Hang on. I'm going
to
ring the bell.
That would be funny to make phone calls and talk like this.
I would like to talk to you about your extended warranty.
I'd like to pay my electric bill, please.
I want to order a pizza and also some nuggets.
Pizza and nuggets?
Shut up, Phil. Just go with it.
He said garlic bread.
Gonna throw you off the roof.
Yes, I'm calling for my COVID shot. It's like, oh, boy.
I am of age. And I'm needing my shot now.
And that is not what you want to hear your lover say in the bedroom when you're doing it. You don't want to hear this tone.
No.
Oh, my God. You are so great now.
You're so wonderful. Oh, my God.
Or that's not the voice you want to hear when you call for your COVID shot. Yes, I'd like to schedule. Oh, when would you like to come by now?
Yeah, that would be worse.
I have room for one shot. Would you like it?
You know what? Yeah. I think I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You sound like you're going to miss and hurt me. Yeah. I don't want that.
I don't want the eyeball. Thank you.
Yeah. You can give me my shot, Tina.
Right. Yeah. Fourth? She's almost in a slippery bathroom.
Wow. I don't know what's more of a talent, the voice or her not caring.
Just renders the crowd speechless.
In awe. They're in awe.
No.
Of her
like,
performance.
It could end here, and, like, we get it. She sings the whole thing.
Is there clapping at the end?
Let's see. You want to, like, the last, like, 45 seconds?
And we don't know if it's clapping because it's, like, finally it's over. Or
right.
Great
like
job.
That slow clap.
Oh, they're trying to stay awake.
Here's, yeah. Here's like, the last minute of it.
Oh, hold on. Now, can you go right back? Because it sounds like she was slipping on ice.
Okay. A couple seconds back.
There she goes. Oh. Prostate exam. Oh, that's what
she's
we were
hurt.
Just talking about.
Tina, stop.
Her ankle.
Is she lifting something?
Help her.
It's that girl in bed again. Oh,
her butt is swelling.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I really are the best. Oh.
Such a squawk.
Things about to give birth.
That'd be a great laugh.
Oh. Oh. It's an odd bird.
Oh.
It is. It's a bird squawk.
It's a bird.
The big toucan.
It's a giant... It's a giant bird with Tina Turner's head on it.
It sees fruit.
But amazing legs and a very glittery dress.
Oh.
Oh. Is she powerlifting
oh my God.
Now?
Constipated?
She's powerlifting. She's doing everything. She's singing and also, like, competing.
She's got her foot stuck in a grate.
She's doing CrossFit.
It's a variety show, so she's singing, not bringing up weight.
Now she's flipping a car tire.
One-woman show.
And she's trying to move the piano.
Yep.
Oh,
wow.
God, this is...
There's a lot here.
Not going on.
I'm on her side, ultimately.
Yeah.
See? The crowd loves her.
Hold it. Can you go back 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley says, see, the crowd loves it. One person said something.
One.
Right. One. Yeah.
There's some whistling going on.
The person.
What happened?
That is not a crowd. That's the bartender like, yeah, I'm making money tonight.
I thought she stepped on a tack. Let's go to the next cut for killer karaoke intern Ben. What are we going to hear?
All right, you guys, performing the Billy Joel classic Piano Man. We have a gentleman from Philly putting his heart, soul, and harmonica into this karaoke session.
He brought his own harmonica.
Wow.
That's him playing.
Is he taking?
Wow.
Great expectations when someone brings their own harmonica. Better be good. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. That sounds good.
So far.
I'm impressed. There's an old man sitting next to me. Making love to his tonic and
gin. Now I feel like you know everything you need to know.
Yeah.
He knows the words.
Right.
And he clearly knows the crowd. He's like pointing to people during the lyrics.
A little dramatic.
You know who you don't want to be? The guy coming on after this guy.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wow, I was going to do Great Balls of Fire and... Oh, great.
I was going to do Rum Shaker.
He makes piano, 3 syllables. Piano.
Piano.
You know what you do with this guy? You go around the bar with a hat, you collect some money and say, do 5 more.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Mini concert.
Because I don't want to hear bad singers after this guy.
Right.
So how many syllables is piano supposed to have?
Two.
It's
Piano. Two. Not piano.
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 It's a three-syllable word.
Piano.
It's two syllables.
Piano.
That's a good catch.
Yeah, like beer. Yeah.
No, piano is two syllables.
Hey, Ben. Ben.
Yeah?
You're a journalism student at Quinnipiac. How many syllables
in
the word piano?
I believe the word in question, piano, I think that's three syllables. I think it's P-N-O.
Nope. Two. Piano. Two syllables.
Okay.
According to who?
That poor guy really? With the harmonica and the singing and the...
Right.
You know, he was like, Jesus, I'm getting airplay.
Right.
And then no. Ashley had to say something stupid.
Right. Piano. He says three times. Like
piano's
weirdo.
Two.
It's like three syllables.
He emphasizes the P on piano.
Phil, can you fact check this?
It's three syllables. You've been fact
checked. Piano.
Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong, Ashley.
Yeah, you're wrong. I say it two syllables.
Oh, look it up. You type
don't
it
need,
in.
How do you say it two in? Syllables?
Piano. Pian? And then,
that's three.
No, it's not.
Piano. A journalism student said three.
It's not piano. It's just piano.
Wow. How much do you drink on Sunday night?
No. Why would you need three syllables when you can get the job done in only two? It's efficient.
Okay, we're going to give you a list of words, okay?
All right.
Three-syllable words that you're going to do in two and show us how to do it.
Efficient. Start there.
Because through time, everyone's had it wrong.
Right.
We've all had it wrong.
Since the dawn of time.
Oh, my God.
Since pianos were invented.
All right, Ben. Nice job. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Two-syllable Ben.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Another amazing season. Comes to an end for the Husky women. They fell to Arizona 59-69. But congratulations to them.
Yep.
A tremendous, tremendous job.
Absolutely.
We take it for granted how successful they are. And we talked to Gino about that when he was on the show in June. Do you get annoyed that when you're not having one of these seasons, people are like, hey, what's going on over here?
I'll tell you what, the only time it gets annoying is, you know, when people expect you to win a national championship every single year because you've done it so many times. I've told this story before. You know, I was going for a walk a few years ago. We got back from the Final Four, and a guy stopped me on the road, and, you know, and what's up? I said, nah, you know, hey, how you doing? And he goes, hey, coach, can I ask you a question? I said, what? He goes, what happened? I go, you know, I thought he was just a, like, you know, busting my chops,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because my buddies will do that. No, I got friends that, you know, we win 111 in a row. I don't hear from them. We lose one game right away. Yo,
right.
What's wrong with your team, man? You know, yeah.
Smile with you. And money in the game over here.
Those kinds of friends. So I'm thinking this guy just wants to give me a hard time. And I said, nah, you know, I guess we just weren't good enough. He goes, no, seriously. I mean, like, what happened? The guys, like, they weren't ready. They, you know, freshmen. Whatever. I said, you're right? And he says,
right.
He says, no, you know, it's just that we're so used to, you know, having so much success here with women's basketball. I'm like, dude, we lost at the Final Four in a buzzer beater in overtime. You're kidding me.
Right.
And that's when I realized, you know, these people are, you know, and you know, 1% of the population is completely out of their mind.
That's higher than that. Higher than that.
And some of them have
and
your
I'm being generous. I'm right. being generous with right. the 1%. I'm not even talking about the guys who listen to your show.
Thank you. Yes. No, you are correct.
Some people say, you know, the only thing worse than losing? Winning all the time.
That should be a T-shirt.
The flip side is, you know, when somebody starts to criticize you when you don't win, you go, yo, kiss my ass. I got 11 national championships.
That's another T-shirt.
There's another T-shirt.
That's
kiss
awesome.
My ass.
Yep.
And we asked them then how COVID affected UConn basketball.
This COVID thing couldn't come at a worse time for basketball at the University of Connecticut. Not for women's basketball. Not for women's basketball. And obviously, a lot of people have suffered. A lot of businesses. Hell, my restaurant was closed for 3 months.
I saw that.
So I'm talking about, like, our men's basketball. If this nonsense hadn't happened, you wouldn't be able to get a ticket to any of our men's Big East games this year. When you got a deficit, you can't just say it's business as usual. You know, you got to look at every single thing that you're doing, and you say, okay, where can we be more efficient? I got to tell you, and I think the people of Connecticut need to know this. You know one reason why the deficit is so big in athletics? I'll tell you why. Like, for instance, we have 400 kids on full scholarships. So let's say the average kid pays $30,000. That's what a full scholarship is for an in-state kid. You know, so before they were charging us for an out-of-state kid $50,000. Well, why don't you charge us the same for both kids? Okay, then they said, okay. Now it's like, why do you even charge us for a scholarship? It's supposed to be free. So
wait, the basketball program has to give the school the money for the scholarship?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we have to pay.
That makes no sense.
And then at the end of the year, the university has to subsidize us. It's like the Three Stooges. Moe's giving to Curly. Curly gives it to Shemp. And then they give it back to Moe.
I'm guessing this isn't the first time you brought this up, right? What's their reaction to that?
You know, and then I'll give you a better one, guys. When we play at the XL Center, we got to pay them to play there. And it's owned by the state.
Wow.
Whoa.
This explains a lot.
Mind blown.
This explains a lot.
How about that? We have to pay to play at the XL Center, but the Wolfpack gets subsidized by the XL Center, but we have to pay there. We have to pay to play there.
Doesn't make sense to me.
And then how about this? At Register Field, we have to pay to use the facility, and we get none of the parking, none of the concessions. We don't get zipped.
Well, it has the word rent in the name, so.
So have you had a...
So we are renting it. You're right.
If they named it, you know, here field,
that's
free
true.
Field.
It's free field. Right. Yeah.
Wrench the field, so do the math on that one.
The greatest part about that is he was so fired up, and AJ was able to get him to laugh.
Give it a shot.
Coach Gino.
Gino Iremia.
No.
Uremia?
Nope.
Orima. Urema. No. Orima. Orima. Orioma.
Close.
Gino nope. Iremia.
That's about as far as you can get from that one.
That's four syllables, by the way.
Let's talk to Mark Robbins, Channel 3, who loves college basketball. Hey.
I do, guys.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, everybody.
What's up?
Belated happy Easter to everybody.
Yes.
Back at you.
All right, so Husky women, disappointer, but still a great season. What do you think about this game tonight?
Wow. I mean, just an incredible – shouldn't we give a little more? I mean, you had Gino, and the beautiful part about that interview is it could have been done just now live as opposed to 7-8 months ago when you did it, because everything is, you know, is still – you know,
relevant.
Equal and, yeah. and everybody, you know, is still talking about it, dealing with it. But and you know, Title IX, we want to make sure all the women get their just due, because women's athletics is critical, not only in Connecticut, but around the country. That being said, tonight's game is going to be magnificent. I think it's certainly something everybody's wanted to see all year long. They're supposed to play exactly 4 months ago, December 5th, this game was scheduled in Indianapolis. And that morning of, there was COVID issues, and I forget which team had it. So I don't want to say and speak out of turn, but it was canceled the morning of the game. They're going to play on Channel 3, which they will tonight. And we're going to play it at 3 in the afternoon, and about 9:10 in the morning, it was blown up because of COVID issues. So let's hope it doesn't happen again tonight.
Have they played besides that this season? Or that was the only game?
No,
they
have not played each other.
Wow.
No. That was
makes
a scheduled regular season game. I'm sorry?
Makes it more mysterious for us and harder for the coaches to plan.
Well, they know they've been sitting watching each other. That the interesting part about this tournament, of course, everybody's been in that Indianapolis, Indiana bubble. And so it's been – you've been able to see – I believe you've been able to see some games in person that that you might not have been able to, you know, see if you were around the country playing at different regional sites.
That buzzer beating three pointer at the end to beat UCLA is one of the greatest moments in college basketball history. No?
Oh yeah, it's going to be right up there. And a lot of people are saying though that Gonzaga has to win tonight to make it as meaningful as possible, because if not, then all it did was get them to the championship game, which if they lose, then
whoever those people are,
title.
I want to read their resumes because I can tell you that they have not done anything in their life that matters. Because if they think that they Gonzaga has to win a national, it's what Gino was just saying.
Yeah.
Right. The people who say this, what did you do in your life? That, did you get a college degree? Good for you.
Yay.
Like to get to be in that moment. Seconds left to
incredible.
Throw it from to stay in it the whole that it's a can we play the radio call?
Yeah, absolutely.
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now. Drives, leans in, the runner comes up short. Choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90. 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way. Pull up three for the win.
Yes!
Yes! San Diego the championship game! He knocked the ball from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
The Bulldogs!
Wow!
Play for a national championship!
You know, it sounds like two friends watching the game at different spots on the phone together.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
A little excitement, yes.
That's Adam Morrison, former Gonzaga player, doing the yes! Yes!
And people can remember that in the mid-90s when he was the star, he was crying because UCLA beat them in the, I think it was the Sweet 16. And he was the player of the year in college basketball back then. And he didn't get it. He didn't get to the Final Four, even much less the national championship.
That was a 2-point loss.
That's great about local radio.
That's crazy.
They lost by one bucket.
Damn.
He sat in the middle of the court. Yeah.
You know what's beautiful about that is that it happened naturally without the timeout being called. UCLA makes it. Johnny Juzang, follow your shot, young players, and you get rewarded. He gets his own rebound, lays it in to tie up the game, and then it just the excitement, the momentum sweeps you the other way with Jalen Suggs taking the inbounds pass. It was so seamless.
Yep.
It was just beautiful. That's what sports and athletic, that's what it's all about.
Heads up.
I want to see, because I watched that clip like 100 times, and I want to see someone do the where the ball was when the buzzer went, because it couldn't be more than inches from his fingers.
Right, just
it
left.
He just let it go in the buzzer, and that moment of like,
anything could happen.
It seemed like it lasts forever, but it's just right in.
He got as close to that bucket as humanly possible before letting go of the basketball.
Before the buzzer.
Yep.
Nuts.
Jalen Suggs has such poise. He's only a freshman. And, you know, he's Paige Becker from UConn. He's Paige Becker's one of her best friends for like years since they were 8, 9, 10 years old. And he's just a freshman, but he has such poise. He plays like he's been in the NBA for about 10 years. And he knew exactly, as I think it was just Phil that would just said, he got as close as possible and knew exactly where he was, knew what the clock situation was, and let it fly.
The camera, the CBS camera goes right to the UCLA coach. And you can just see he has... For 1 second, he thought, oh, this is, we're still in.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even think he got the whole sentence out in his head.
No.
Oh, we're still. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, when you see him hitting the car remote starter thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going home.
Yeah, that was really something else. And this, we were talking about this earlier, is a movie, right? No matter who wins tonight, this is one of the greatest sports movies unfolding.
Yeah!
Wasn't ready for that.
You know, Baylor gets their, 2020 season where their, COVID season canceled. The players stay. They don't leave. They stay.
Yeah.
Because they knew what a team they had. They're like, no, we're going to play and we're getting to the, and they get there. And then now you have Gonzaga undefeated.
Yep.
Gonzaga.
And these two teams play similarly, and it should be high scoring and fast paced and really everything that a college basketball fan or just a sports fan is going to, with the intensity, the setting. The only thing missing is 35,000 fans in the stands, but they'll pump in some sound. And if you get into this game, you won't, I watch them all the time. You forget that there are no people in the stands.
This game starts in the 9 hour. When do you think it'll finish, Mark?
9:20, by the way, is
it starts.
So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So you're talking about the game itself will end probably at 11:30-ish, 11:35, barring, overtime. And we'll be off the air probably, at midnight after the signature one shining moment that CBS Sports does.
All right, then who's your pick? Who do you think?
Gonzaga. Really? But the line is, I think, 4.5. I think it's quite accurate. It's going to be a 2-3 point game, 4 point game, either way, either team. But I think Gonzaga just a little bit, just a smidge better. I mean, it's, it'll probably be like, 87, 83, 91, 87, that type of game.
All right. We're writing all this down.
I think Gonzaga will, and that's regulation. That's not overtime. And, of course, UCLA and Gonzaga was 93-90 in overtime. But I think high 80s, it might break like a weather, like a beautiful summer weather forecast. High 80s may even get into the 90s.
Yeah. All right, Mark, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Look what's in the studio.
Oh, my God. I see a pile. I see boxes. I see
Zupardis.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a dog sniffing around.
It smells so good.
Yeah, Zupardis.
I can't smell from here, but thank you.
Among the world's best pizza.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember Zupardis from the Chaz and AJ Food Truck Fest and everything else. Oh, yes. Oh.
How long has it been since you had pizza, dough, bread, anything like that?
Let's see.
It's 46 days.
46 days, but there was also the week beforehand, so a little longer than that.
Why?
Why'd you stop a week early?
Because I didn't have pizza before then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, just counting just pizza.
I know you can't have any.
What are you doing?
But I'm going to have a slice.
Really? Really? You're going to have one right now? Really?
So wait, AJ, what did you eat yesterday?
What I ate yesterday?
It was Easter. Like, Lent is over. You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, and pizzerias are not open on Easter, are they?
We had pizza yesterday on Easter.
But there's other kinds of dough. Dough, no batter, no dough. Lots of batter and dough.
I had toast yesterday. Ooh.
Oh, toast counts.
Oh, look at that. Cheese pizza, nice.
Ooh, I would like a piece of cheese.
AJ just got hypnotized by the open pizza box.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that.
You lay an egg or what?
All right, I got to get a plate. I got to get a plate.
You know, you guys suck.
She's got to get a plight. Got to get a plight.
What's a plight?
That's one syllable, by the way.
A plight.
Oh, she left her headphones on. She's going to choke herself.
Yeah, don't do me a favor. Don't breathe over the food. Will you?
Run real fast towards the door.
The problem is Chaz moved it. It's over there now.
There's three other boxes.
I know. They're right there.
It's not plain.
Oh, my God.
Put a piece of cheese? Oh, how's it taste? How's it taste? How's it taste?
That's right.
How's it taste? How's it taste? How's it taste?
Shut up, will you?
I love that he's been waiting like 50-something days, and I'm having it before him.
You know, they really should have delivered it to AJ's studio. This was not Chaz's fault. The delivery should have gone right to AJ.
You know, most folks would find that kind of cruel. Do me a favor. Don't breathe over the food.
Oh, buffalo!
Buffalo!
Wow.
I can hear the sound of chewing.
I know.
This truly is the best pizza. They should be mentioned all the time, anytime.
So how's that wedding diet going? Good.
All right. So, Ashley,
it's going horribly, but it's worth it.
You know, small tents work nice like dresses. You just got to cut a hole in the top.
Right. They make white shower curtains,
exactly.
Ashley.
You've made that joke before. It's not funny the second time.
I laughed. I liked it.
Or dress like a wedding cake. Go with a theme wedding here.
Oh my God, this is good.
Different tiers.
The blue cheese is on the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the regular kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ, why aren't you just go get it? It's right there.
Oh, we got to start a bit.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Pizza. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News.
What?
Can't the look on AJ's face.
He's so mad.
So mad.
Don't laugh while you're chewing. You might choke.
I'm not even eating one.
Not you. I'm talking to them.
Phil, would you like me to bring you some in?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Actually,
oh, sure. Which one would you like? Yeah, bring you sausage.
Try to take any bites out of it before you bring it over.
What are my options?
You know, it's funny. We didn't even plan this. The pizza's arrived. The song's playing. We're 2 minutes from the break. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if we all start eating pizza and AJ's in the monkey cage?
Oh, nah. I got a whole box. Sausage!
Oh, you got the sausage.
I got the sausage. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, this has to move. Got to make room for this.
Yep.
AJ, I'm really glad you gave up pizza.
All the equipment.
AJ, do you like the bubbly parts of the crust or the not bubbly parts?
I like the puffy parts.
All right, I'm going to save that piece for you.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to take that one on purpose.
No, I like it.
No, he's not a dick like you.
You mean I'm just going to shut my face some more?
Yes.
You know what? AJ's mad when he gets really into every letter of the word. Not a dick like you.
My mouth is dry all of a sudden.
50-something days without pizza. Holy crap.
I know.
You know what's great about this sausage pizza is it just goes down so fast.
So we do,
I got to try that because I love the...
Are we doing dumbass news or what?
I heard a bell.
I need another piece.
Yeah, because you sucked that one down so damn fast.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You inhaled it.
I think I'm wearing more of this on my beard than I got in my mouth.
I want to buy a house in West Haven just so I could be next door to these guys.
I know exactly where they are, too. Cool. Did a drive-by birthday party right down the neighborhood. You smell it as we're driving by. I'm like, oh, my God, it smells so good.
The studio smells
so good.
I'm on
piece two already.
Piece two already?
Yeah, me too. I'm done.
My God.
Yum.
What's slowing you down, AJ?
Really?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the dumbass news to start.
This is it.
Is this it? Oh, you are the dumbass?
Oh, my God. Look at her.
I mean, she is a dumbass. Keeps walking with her headphones attached to her.
I'm fine. I'm making it work. I had to bring the pizza closer to me. Oh, yeah.
Get this one. Buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah.
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 I want some, like, plain. I want some, like, sausage. if it's still available.
Oh, you'll get some. I'm saving you the puffy piece.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
So, on this. It's amazing.
It's crunchy, but not too crunchy.
You got to get in on this, man.
When's the last time you had any bread? Or
I had toast yesterday.
Oh. That's the same.
You know. Well, you know, it was bread. I had a BLT. Big BLT. That was good.
Yeah, but this is like melty cheese.
Incredible.
Right. You know, my truck would just run out of car right around.
Why is it my fault?
Because you're the one making the most, like, effort.
Why? Because I walked across the room to get the pizza box?
Yes.
It's I couldn't.
And then you delivered pizza to Goose Boy. Thank you.
That's true.
I asked for it.
I know, but you should just say, go get it yourself.
You could ask for it.
He's looking up at the TV screen.
Maybe there's no pizza on TV right
now. Actually, no. I'm looking up at God saying to prevent me.
AJ, I'm having a third piece. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's like spicy, but not too spicy.
2 weeks ago, he was out with a condition that was brought on due to stress. Yeah. If you're wondering.
And where do you suppose that came from? it knocked the hell out of me, too.
So yesterday.
Yesterday, me and Eric, we went to my parents' house, had a really nice meal. And we packed up the car and we drove.
So your
but we
family,
rushed over.
Right? This is where the Easter egg hunt was. So there was meal and candy.
Yes. My parents, my sister Chelsea and her husband, and me and Eric, six of us, with all the dogs.
Lots of food.
Lots of food. Lots of Italian. My dad made his lasagna.
Thanks for bringing in a piece.
Sorry. I'm having that for dinner later tonight.
Wow. Once you again, are thinking, that person.
Thinking of you.
They probably made a little plate. Bring this in for the boys.
I'm keeping it.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have that.
Yes.
And you finish up there at what time?
4:30.
Wow. Okay, 4:30.
We got there at like noon.
the long feeding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Easter egg hunt.
That's right. Yeah, she had to look for those colored eggs against a dark backdrop for, you know, 3 straight hours. So
not easy
she
to do.
Probably burnt 30 calories walking fast trying to find the eggs.
Just bending down. Bending down, she looks like she's struggling. She's like, oh, my God, I got it.
It was actually when she hit the ground.
It's funny you should say that.
During the impact, they all popped
because
up.
Because earlier this hour during a break, she said, my back is killing me.
It's more of an exercise of picking up eggs.
Like, you know what that's from? Bending down to pick up eggs.
Right.
That makes sense. I'm really sore today for some reason.
So
I thought it was from unhinging her jaw to eat more pizza.
That too.
Wasn't easy.
So, 4:30.
Yep.
After a day of eating.
Mm-hmm. Packed, jeans unbuttoned.
Then you leave, and yep. What, do you go for a run or
walk?
You went to the bathroom.
Drive to our house. Where Eric's family meets us, and we just do round two. Like, just a whole nother meal, back to back.
A whole nother meal.
They brought the meal over, right? Because you didn't have time to cook.
We cooked a little bit, and then people brought some dishes. And I set the table before we left for my parents, because I had no time. So we walked in, table was set, everything looked professional. And we just
sat down,
buttoned up the jeans, and round two happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now pizza for breakfast.
We'll just save room for that.
And how many slices have you had?
3.
That doesn't seem bad.
3. I'm pretty full. I want more, but really, I did wear leggings today, so they're going to support me as I choose
pants.
To eat pizza.
Good.
Yes.
Good. All right. An Easter bunny scares the daylights out of some kids. Every year, we're reminded that when kids look at the Easter bunny, they see a monster-sized rabbit. There's some great pictures on the internet. But here's some audio of that happening.
Daddy.
That's not the Easter Bunny! That's
not the Easter Bunny!
Oh, my God!
Actually, it was the Easter egg hunt yesterday from Ashley.
Yeah.
This is Ashley walking down the aisle.
Right.
It's going to eat us!
She has rabbit ears on.
Look at the teeth!
Yeah, this is pushing her through the door.
She looks hungry! The altar's right there. You're real close.
How long is this aisle? Oh, I'm winded.
You just segue.
Oh, that would be fun.
No one will see it.
Under the dress.
He meant under my fat, but
no,
yes.
I'm under the dress.
She literally floated down the aisle.
Wow, she was glowing.
All right, AJ.
Yeah, that was the flight to the Segway.
We have another clip here. Anti-masker mocks people wearing them. Wearing masks.
Yeah.
He's in his car with a bullhorn driving down the road making fun of people, and someone got tired of it and rode up to him on a bicycle and smashed his passenger side window.
Oh.
You're all doing a great job. Keep wearing those masks, guys.
We're trying to wake people up because you've been psyoped. We love you, people. But you've been psychologically, you're literally been psyoped.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, are you happy now? We're trying to wake you people up over here.
I am.
You scratched my bicycle.
Wow. Is there anyone who would react that way to getting their window punched out?
Oh, no. I'd flip. Right.
Wow. Okay. Are you happy now?
No, that car going reverse right over him.
Yeah. I'd be a mile away and someone would say, hey, there's something stuck under your car. It's like, yeah, I know.
Yep. Is it still moving?
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.